Welcome to Digital Literacy for ESL Literacy Learners. I'm Emily Albertson. ESL for All discusses the importance of teaching digital literacy to ESL literacy learners. It includes a section that provides strategies for teaching and outlines the development of digital literacy skills. We live in a digital world, and fully participating in life in Canada requires a set of skills and strategies for navigating this world. For ESL literacy learners, using technology can present yet another barrier to life in Canada. A lot of the things that we do online are really critical to new Canadians: jobs, schools, housing, and essential documents. And yet, in order to access these services, you need to speak English, develop literacy, and build a complex set of digital literacy skills and strategies. It's really a lot for a learner to develop, and it's also a lot for an instructor to tackle. Today, we're talking to ESL literacy instructors who teach a range of levels at Bow Valley College. They'll share how they incorporate digital literacy into their classrooms. We're speaking with Edie Casimiri, Nadia Kahn, Dan Merrifield, and Donald Morris. And my first question is for Edie. Edie, can you tell us, why is digital literacy so important to life in Canada?
Well, I think it's hard to imagine life in Canada without technology. If we think through all the different things we do each day, we set alarms to make sure we get up on time, we buy a ticket for the train or withdraw money from an ATM. So job postings, job applications, communicating with your children's school, getting information, or applying for government services, it's all happening online. So I think using technology is not optional.
Thanks, Edie. So throughout our interview today, I'm going to be sharing tips with you for integrating digital literacy into the classroom. And this brings us to our first tip. Tip number one, consider what you want your learners to be able to do with technology. My next question is for Nadia. Nadia, what is the end goal for your learners? We're talking about becoming digitally literate. What does that actually mean?
Well, the first thing we need to understand is that these days, digital literacy is literacy, because it's really difficult to survive in Canada without it. My goal eventually is to get learners to a place where they can do things in the real world confidently, independently, and safely. So this would mean that they're able to navigate a website, locate information, fill in an application, create a document, or write an email. And along with this, it's also important to teach them strategies for how you learn and transfer digital skills, because technology is constantly changing and learners need to be able to transfer their skills across devices, programs, and contexts.
Thanks, Nadia. And that gives us two more tips. Tip number two, help learners develop strategies for learning digital skills. And tip number three, help learners to transfer their digital skills. But I think a question that some of us might have in our minds is whether this really needs to be taught today when so many of our learners have smartphones. Dan, can you speak to that? Does digital literacy need to be explicitly taught?
Digital literacy definitely needs to be explicitly taught. I teach a lot of young adults, and many of them do have cell phones, but that doesn't mean they actually know how to use them or how to use a computer. Even the learners who appear to be quite savvy still have gaps in their understanding, and they often know just enough to get themselves into trouble. I think it's important to teach learners about social media and privacy settings, as well as email and phishing scams to avoid fraud.
Thanks, Dan. That gives us two more tips. Tip number four, don't make assumptions about what your learners can do. And tip number five, as learners increase their online skills, they also need to be taught about online safety. So if I'm gearing up to teach digital literacy to my ESL literacy class, my next question is, where do I start? Donald, what do I need to think about before I begin?
Well, the first thing you need to consider is what your students' needs and goals are. I always begin with a needs assessment, and I look at computers and phones or tablets because they involve different skills. Then you need to think about what kind of access you have where you teach. Do you have computers for your learners? Are you relying on your students to use their own smartphones? Does everyone have one? Do you have Wi-Fi, etc.? I am lucky to work in a program where we lend out laptops to our learners each semester, and we have seen a dramatic increase in their digital literacy.
Thanks, Donald. That gives us a lot to consider. And our next tip. Tip number six, consider access to devices and the internet. Another thing to think about before we begin is our own technology skills as instructors. Edie, how do you build your own confidence with technology so that you can teach it to the learners?
I think I just learn new things on the computer by playing around. I try things and see what happens. You're not going to break a computer program. I think you can also learn a lot from other instructors. You share your ideas with each other. And you have to have a willingness to learn. But I also have strategies for when I'm in the classroom and a learner asks me a question that I can't answer. I either turn to Google for the answer or I look for an instructional video on YouTube. And I think this is good modeling for the learners when they have questions.
Thanks, Edie. And for the next tip. Tip number 7, be willing to play and learn yourself and have strategies for finding answers. Nadia, can you tell us how you actually introduce a form of technology to your learners? How do you get them comfortable with using a computer?
The first thing I do is just focus on the technology skills and not so much on the content. Learners find it difficult to focus on language and literacy and technology all at the same time. I put together a small task and I model it for the learners as I guide them through step by step. So if they can read well enough, I will give them a simple list of instructions to do a task. It can help a lot to have a volunteer or peer mentors. It's also important to communicate with the other instructors in your program so you can work together to build skills across levels.
Thanks, Nadia. Donald, your learners are a little further along than Nadia's. Can you tell us how you teach them to create something on the computer?
Sure. Well, first we do one together. For example, if I'm teaching them how to make a slideshow, I'll guide them step by step through the process while they make the exact same slideshow as me. This shows them how to insert a picture or whatever skill I'm focusing on. It also frees them up to concentrate on the digital skills instead of the content. Once they're more comfortable with the software, they can then create their own.
Thanks, Donald. So Nadia and Donald have given us our next two tips. Tip number 8, model skills for learners. And tip number 9, focus on the digital skills first before worrying about language or literacy content. So once learners have some basic digital skills, then technology can actually become a powerful tool to help them develop their language and literacy. Dan, can you tell us about some of the projects your learners do with computers?
We do a lot of projects in my program connected to the things we're learning about in class. Sometimes I'll take a CLB task and give them a digital component, such as writing an email instead of a letter. I'll have my learners use the computer to make posters that are connected to the stories we are reading. We've done slideshows and presentations. We've conducted surveys and used Excel to graph the results. We have learned about photography and recorded our observations. And we routinely use our computers to learn vocabulary, attach documents, or watch videos.
Thanks, Dan. That gives us our last tip. Tip number 10. Once you build basic digital skills, use technology as a tool for learning language and developing literacy. And thank you to all of you, to Dan, Edie, Nadia, and Donald, for sharing your knowledge and experience with us today.